Title: Automation Lane Cleanup from Scratch for Pirate Radio Energy Beginner. All right, let's turn messy automation into clean. Intentional Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live. Think: fast fader rides, filter grabs, quick mutes, echo throws like someone's performing the mix live on a slightly sketchy broadcast desk. Hype, but controlled. By the end, you're not just going to have cool movement, you're going to have an arrangement view that's readable, easy to tweak, and doesn't explode into 40 mystery lanes. First, quick setup so we're speaking the same language. Set your tempo somewhere in that drum and bass pocket, 172 to 176 BPM, and have a basic session ready. A drum group with kick, snare, hats, maybe a break. A bass track, like a Reese with a sub. A music or Atmos track for pads, stabs, vocals. And we're going to build two return tracks for throws. Now, the mindset for this whole lesson is simple. Small number of lanes, big results. Pirate radio vibes don't come from automating everything. They come from choosing a few controls that you perform with. Step 1. Switch into arrangement view if you're not already. Hit tab. Now hit it to enter automation mode. Red lines appear. This is where a lot of beginners panic, because suddenly you notice, oh wow, there's automation everywhere. Random, unplanned. Some of it is hidden, because you're not viewing the parameter it's controlling. So before we draw anything new, we do a fast automation audit. This is a 60-second habit that saves hours. Click your drum group, then click a few knobs you suspect you might have moved earlier. Filter frequency, resonance, scent knobs, device on slash off switches. When you click a knob, Ableton will often jump the automation lane to that parameter if automation exists. If you find a lane that's doing something you didn't intend, you found the culprit. Now clean it. You can lasso points and hit delete, or right-click the lane and choose clear envelope. Do that across your key tracks. The goal is, no ghost moves that you can't explain. While we're here, one big rule, one lane per job. If you automate both the track fader and utility gain, you're going to have those why is it changing moments. So here's the system we'll use today. Track fader is for static mix balance. Utility gain is for performance moves, drops, cuts, rides. That way, you can keep your mix stable and still do all your pirate desk madness. Now pick your core automation targets. For this style, you really only need a few. Utility gain for level moves. Auto filter frequency for that radio sweep. Send A for reverb throws. Send B for echo throws. And optionally, one extra lane later on, like echo feedback or reverb decay, but only if you can handle it without making spaghetti. Next step, build your return tracks. Because the cleanest way to get hype is to automate sends and bursts, instead of drowning tracks with giant insert effects. Create return A. On Mac that's Command Option T. On Windows Control Alt T. On return A, drop in hybrid reverb. Choose plate or hull. Set decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the transient stays punchy. Then high cut the reverb somewhere like 6 to 9k so it doesn't fizz all over your hats. After hybrid reverb, add EQ 8 and low cut around 200 to 350 Hz. This is huge in DNB because low-end reverb is how you accidentally destroy your drop. Now return B. Add echo. Set timing to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Keep modulation low. If you want a little pirate grit, add just a tiny bit of noise, but don't overdo it. After echo, add auto filter and high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. Again, we are protecting the sub. The sub is sacred. Cool. Now we've got two broadcast FX returns. One for reverb wash, one for echo throws. Next, we'll create the radio tone chain for the intro. You can do this on the master if you want the whole track to go broadcast sometimes. But for a clean DNB drop, I recommend doing it on a group or a dedicated bus, so you can make the intro sound band limited and then snap back to full bandwidth at the drop. Let's keep it simple. Put this on the drum group for now, or create an intro bus if you prefer. Add auto filter. Set it to Lopez. Add a bit of resonance, like 20 to 35%. Keep drive subtle. Optional. Add redux for grit. Bit reduction around 10 to 12. Downsample around 2 to 6. Subtle. You're aiming for broadcast, not the audio file is broken. Then EQ 8. Low cut around 120 to 200 Hz. If it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4K. Then utility at the end. Utility is going to be your clean automation fader. And this is where we rebuild automation properly, from scratch. We'll start with volume moves, but we're not touching the track fader. We automate utility gain. On the drum group, make sure utility is there, ideally early in the chain if you wanted to act like a performance trim. Enter automation mode with A if you're not already. Now choose the automation target, utility, then gain. Let's sketch a simple 16-bar idea. Bars 1 to 8, intro and build. Set gain a little down, like minus 6 to minus 3 dB. This instantly gives you headroom and makes the drop hit feel like it jumps out of the speakers. Now the last beat before the drop, do a quick dip. You can go full mute, or you can dip to something like minus 30 to minus 60 dB. A lot of the time that sounds more like a real fader grab, and it avoids nasty clicks. Quick note about clicks, if you draw a hard instant cut to negative infinity, you might hear a pop. So instead, do a tiny ramp, like 2 to 10 milliseconds. In Ableton, that's just making a tiny diagonal line instead of a perfect vertical cliff. Then at bar 9, the drop, snap utility gain to 0 dB. Clean, confident. No, maybe it's still down a bit. 0. Later in the drop, add a couple micro dips. Very short, like 1/8 note dips of 2 to 5 dB. This is that desk writing vibe, like someone's cutting the drums for hype while the MC is yelling. If you want these micro moves fast, set your grid to 1/8 or 1/16. Hit B for draw mode, and paint in quick steps. Then turn draw mode off, and only hand edit the most important moments so it feels intentional, not robotic. Next, filter automation. This is the classic pirate sweep. Go to your auto filter on the radio chain and select frequency. For an 8-bar intro, start the frequency fairly low, like 300 to 600 Hz. Then gradually rise over those 8 bars until you're around 6 to 10K, basically opening to full brightness. Teacher tip here, don't draw it as a straight line. Straight lines feel like math. Pirate radio should feel like a human hand turning a knob. In Ableton, you can curve automation segments by holding Alt or Option and bending the curve. Make it ease in, then accelerate, then maybe slow down near the top. That gives you a more performed feel. Now the fun trick. In the last bar before the drop, do a fake out. Dip the filter down quickly, then open it again right before the downbeat. This creates that wait now moment. And now the biggest source of pirate energy. Effects and throws. Pick a few targets. Snare is the obvious one. Vocal chop or stab is perfect too. Maybe a crash, but don't throw everything, or nothing feels special. On the snare track, automate send A, your reverb return. Most of the time it should be basically off, negative infinity or very low. Then on the last snare of bar 4 or bar 8, spike it up, somewhere like minus 6 to minus 3 dB send amount. Then pull it immediately back down right after the hit. That's the key. Spikes, not ramps. Bursty, not constant. Constant sends turn your mix into soup. Now for echo throws. On a vocal or stab at the end of a phrase, automate send B. Quick rise, minus 9 to minus 3 dB range, then immediately back down. Let the echo tail play out while the dry signal stays clean. If you want to get slightly more advanced without adding lane chaos, you can also automate one parameter on the return itself. For example, automate echo feedback, keep it around 30% usually, then push to 55% just for the final word or final hit. Then drop it back. That makes the moment feel huge, without having to automate every send more aggressively. Now that you've written the moves, we do the pro part, lane cleanup. The goal is, when you zoom out, you can understand your track at a glance. On each key track, keep only the lanes that matter. For most tracks, that's going to be utility gain, auto filter frequency, send A, send B. If a track doesn't use one of those, don't keep the lane open just in case. Delete or clear unused envelopes so your view isn't cluttered. Rename and color code to reduce brain fatigue. Rename returns to something obvious like a verb wash and B echo throw. Color your drum group as one family, bass as another, music and Atmos as another. And don't forget grouping as a cleanup weapon. If you're drawing the same kind of level tips on 5 drum tracks, stop. Group them and automate one utility gain on the drum group. Same for music. Same for effects. One more Ableton gotcha. If you tweak a knob while it's playing, Ableton might disable your written automation, and suddenly things don't behave like you expect. If something sounds wrong, look for that back to arrangement button at the top and click it. Make that your first troubleshooting step. Now, let's plug these moves into a simple 16-bar pirate radio structure you can copy. Bars 1 to 4, radio intro. Filter is mostly closed and opening. Add subtle Atmos or noise. Maybe one tiny echo throw on a vocal tag. Bars 5 to 8, build. Filter opens more. Add a couple of rhythmic utility dips, but keep them sparse. One big reverb throw on the snare at the end of bar 8 is a classic. Bar 9, drop. This is where you do your reset. Filter fully open or bypassed. Utility gain at 0. Senna's back near zero. That reset is what makes the drop slam instead of feeling like it's still underwater. Bars 9 to 16. Rolling. Occasional echo throws at phrase ends. Micro dips for desk energy. Maybe one short low-pass dip mid-phrase to create tension, but don't overuse it. And here are the most common mistakes to avoid while you're doing this. First, automating the track fader instead of utility. Don't keep faders for mix balance, utility for performance. Second, too many lanes. If you can't explain what a lane does, it shouldn't be there. Stick to your core controls. Third, leaving sends up too long. Throws should spike and come back down. Let the return tail do the work. Fourth, filter sweeps that ruin the drop. Always make sure the drop is full bandwidth and clean. Reset right on the downbeat. And fifth, automation fighting clip envelopes. If something isn't behaving, check the clip envelope inside the clip. Clear it if it's overriding what you wrote in arrangement. Quick bonus for darker, heavier DNB. Protect the sub by keying lows on returns hard, like 150 to 300 HC. You can also add a little saturator on the radio chain, 1 to 3 dB drive with soft clip on, to give that aggressive mid-range broadcast bite. And if you want a super clean hype but tidy approach, add a compressor on each return with sidechain from the drum group. Mild settings, like 2:1 to 4:1 ratio, attack 3 to 10 ms, release 80 to 200 ms. Now your throws feel loud but automatically tuck out of the way of the drums. Alright, mini practice to lock this in. Make an 8-bar loop with kick, snare, hats, and a basic bass. Build return A and return B. Add auto filter and utility to your drum group. Then write only 4 automations. 1 mute dip on drum group utility gain right before bar 5. 1 filter sweep across bars 1 to 4 on drum group auto filter frequency. 1 reverb throw on the last snare of bar 4. 1 echo throw on the last beat of bar 4, on a vocal or stab. Then copy bars 1 to 4 into bars 5 to 8, but remove the filter, automation in bars 5 to 8 so it feels like a drop into full bandwidth. Your deliverable is simple. A clean arrangement view where your key track has 4 lanes max, and you can instantly see the story of the track. Recap to burn it in. This audio version is shortened for playback.